Leyla Damon was born on Christmas Day in Sarajevo in 1992, in the midst of the violent breakup of Yugoslavia. Her mother did not want to see her newborn child. Leyla explains why.
My mother, who was Bosnian Muslim, was raped repeatedly in the concentration camps at the time. And she became pregnant and then in the end ended up having to give birth to me in the central hospital in Bosnia, in Sarajevo.
Leyla grew up in Britain after being adopted by the husband and wife team who filmed her. The guns in Bosnia have long since fallen silent, but the pain is still felt.
Out of so many rapes that went on in Bosnia, I think there were only 12 that actually went to court. It's probably my birth mum's story, this kind of sense of injustice that nothing ever really got done to help her.
Leyla now works with the charity War Child, which is taking part in a four-day global conference in London on ending sexual violence in conflict. British Foreign Secretary William Hague and actress Angelina Jolie organised the summit. On Wednesday, they launched an international protocol on the documentation and investigation of sexual violence in conflict, aimed at ending the impunity for rapists in war.
I have met survivors of war zone rape around the world, and almost without exception, they ask for one thing: justice. The right to be accepted, not shunned by society, the right to long-term economic and health support, and above all, the right to see their attackers held accountable in a court of law.
Campaigners say the level of impunity in many African countries is particularly high, and the use of rape as a weapon of war in places like the Democratic Republic of Congo is endemic. Helen Kezienwaha is Uganda country director for the charity ISIS Women's International Cross-Cultural Exchange, which gives medical and emotional support to rape victims.
Most times when women are raped, their families, and especially their husbands, reject them. So they suffer from depression, loss of memory sometimes, and sometimes they have suicidal thoughts because of the anger that is resident in them. Sometimes they see the perpetrators of the violence and nothing has happened.
In Burma, political reforms have drawn widespread praise from the international community. But on the ground, activists say the situation for women has not changed, especially in ethnic minority areas where there's still conflict. Zoya Farn is campaigns director at Burma Campaign UK.
In Burma Campaign UK, the reports of rape and sexual violence that we received has been increased since President Thein Sein started this reform process. And many of the women who have been raped, they have been gang raped.
Summit organisers hope the international protocol will shatter the culture of impunity for sexual violence in conflict. Ministers from dozens of countries will debate the proposals over the coming days. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.